This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and I want to welcome you to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I have got a juicy one for you today. This is perfect for you if you are ready to step into that next level of wealth, but there is something within you that feels nervous, that feels unsure, that physically shows up whenever you think about what else is available. And this was prompted by one of my incredible mastermind clients who has been absolutely killing it. And she has been working with Facebook ads and Facebook funnels. And it was probably about a month ago where she shared that she was doing really, really well, making money every single day from her funnel. And she was only spending something like, I don't know, $10 a day. And I said, well, why are we not increasing the amount of spend? And she immediately went into rabbit in the headlights. I don't know if that I can do that. A month later, she's back in the space and she's saying, right, I am finally ready. However, whenever I think about actually doing it, my body wants to physically shake. And as she was speaking, I could see her breath was becoming more and more shallow. She's operating from the top 15% of her lungs. And the body is going into, you know, fight or flight mode, into survival mode. And this, whilst her physical presentation is on the more extreme end, actually the body and the subconscious mind saying no to the next level is super, super common. And often the reason that it's saying no is because the idea of going beyond where you have imagined is possible is dangerous, because you don't know what is going to happen. It activates the saboteur archetype. I want to know what the next 15 steps are once I've hit this goal. Otherwise, I could die. Like, that's basically what is happening in the subconscious mind and in the nervous system. So one of the things that you can do to make this transition and make the expansion easier is just to pre-prepare the nervous system for what is coming, by giving yourself permission to set a goal or intention beyond your current goal or intention. This is something that I learned really right back at the beginning stages of my career, and it was so, so helpful. I remember working with my lovely mentor and friend, Regan Hillier, and also her companion at the time, Kat Laterzo, and having this goal for hitting 10K. And what they said is that if you want to hit 10K, you need to increase your goal to 30,000. Like, that's the number that you want to calibrate to, because at the moment you are too close to 10,000, and there's not enough of you, that there's not enough for you to do to step up into the identity of somebody who is earning 10,000. Like, where you are, which is, I don't know, at the time it was like 5,000, 6,000, that the bandwidth, the frequency between 6 and 10 is so close, you don't have to do anything differently. Now, I couldn't quite get that around my head, because if I didn't need to do anything differently, why wasn't I already earning 10,000? Now, the reason I wasn't earning 10,000 is that it didn't feel safe to the brain or the body to go beyond 10,000, to hit 10,000. Like, what happens then? Do we fall off the edge of a cliff? Does the sky fall in? Like, what happens then? So go for something bigger. Now, what will happen is if you go for something bigger, you're going to have to stretch your willingness to receive more. And in order to receive three times as much as the goal that you had set, you are going to have to show up in this world differently. You're going to have to make decisions like somebody who is earning £30,000 a month, and those decisions are going to be different to the person who is earning £10,000 a month. And now, of course, when I hear this, the mind goes, yeah, but what are the decisions? What are the decisions? What are the decisions? The first and most important decision that I had to make was that I was willing to stretch my field of vision to believe that I could be the type of person who could actually receive £30,000 a month. Now, what I did and what I recommended my client to do was to allow herself to think bigger. So it's the goal beyond the goal. Allow herself to think bigger, allow herself to think about a bigger number, and allow herself to dive into the energy of that bigger number. And so what I mean by that is just use your intuition to imagine how you are going to feel on receiving that larger number. And what I can tell you for everything, whether you're looking at 10,000, 100,000, 1 million, whatever it is, the frequency of gratitude and appreciation for who you have been, the decisions that you have made, and for all of the people that decided to say yes, that frequency of gratitude gets to absolutely run through as a foundational frequency for everything else you consider. Gratitude, appreciation, like real just wow. Look at what we did here. Look at what we have created. I want you to think about how it gets to feel when you realize the impact of all of these people saying yes, the impact that it has on them, the impact that it has on their children, the impact that it has on their communities because they say yes. How grateful, how appreciative, how in awe can you be at all of those people? Can you imagine who is going to be the first person that you celebrate with? How are you going to celebrate? How are you going to share the news with your community, the people that you love? Start to build a really, really big, beautiful picture of what it means and how you be in the receiving of this next level of wealth. And come back to that meditation, that visual, that energetic feeling multiple times a day, multiple times a day. And what happens as you create this, create this visualization, create this meditation, create this future memory of what is going to happen, the mind, which is so magnificent, but can't tell the difference between what is real and what is imagined. And so even though you are imagining all of these things, the mind will take it as it has already happened. And so from a nervous system perspective, what was once feared becomes so familiar that by the time you actually experience this, it's like, of course this was going to happen. Like, I knew it, I felt it, I'd seen it, I'd played with it, I'd been in it tens of times, hundreds of times. Like, this was always going to happen. And whilst the details might vary a little bit, sometimes the details are exactly the same, it doesn't matter. But what you want to play with is that feeling, that knowing, the connection to the energetics of that number until it becomes done. Until you no longer need to really put any effort in being able to conjure up those things because it's just a part of your memory bank. Now, that should happen. It should feel done before you actually receive whatever it is that you've been setting the intention for. So as soon as you know that it is done, guess what you do then? You allow yourself to set an even bigger intention. And this is how you get to continue growing without it putting a huge amount of strain on your nervous system without you self-sabotaging because it doesn't feel safe. Now, the only caveat that I want to add to this is, in order for this to work in the most optimum way, you have to be doing the work around knowing that your self-worth, your net worth, and your external value are completely separate parts of the wealth triangle. And if your self-worth is entangled with your net worth or your external worth, this exercise is, it will still work, but it's way more challenging for you to do. So that being said, I hope that you found this really helpful. Come back to this episode again and again, and please share it with anybody that you think would benefit from this. If you're ready to go deeper with this type of energetic work, combining it with the strategic moves that you need to make in your business, then please send me an email to hey@susieashworth with the title Mastermind, and we will tell you how to apply, let you know if you fit the criteria. And it would be amazing. This is the type of stuff that I share, that we go deep on in that space, and it may be amazing to welcome you in. So that being said, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles, and I look forward to being in your earbuds next time. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.